It's Passover. All right, let's go. Bottom of Mem Tet. Hatanai shel Tikkun HaMaisa. Now we're going to discuss the second condition to make sure the Torah seeps into our heart. The first was the proper Ashkafa mentality. Now it's going to be our actions. Ol Ketav, and we're back in the Ramchal, the Derech Hashem. V'zeh Lashon, Hatanai Sheni, he Tikkun HaMaisa, to make sure our actions are proper. Kinei Mishi, Ratzalam Shicha Shbaha. Somebody who wants to have the Hashba come down to him. Roishi Hagon Umachun Umucha Lam Shicha. He has to be proper and ready for it to be drawn to him. It's to be a proper vesicle, vehicle, and receptacle for this Hashba. Achenu Metameetasmo Bashamos Begamim. So if he makes himself defiled with sinning and flaws and guilt, Umarchikatsmo Miboro, and he distances himself from Hashem. And he's corrupting himself through this tuma and this evil. Vadai Shio Merbo, it talks about him Vilarasha Mariloki Malachalasaper Chukai. To the wicked Hashem says, what do you have to do by speaking about my chuking? Vechain Amru Chachanim Zorchonam Lavracha, Kol Malame Latamlin Shainu Hagon, Kilu Zorik Evan Lamurkalis. Whoever teaches a student who's not Hagon worthy, it's like committing adultery by throwing a stone to Mercury. The deep Gemara Ayin Shan. Vine ish kaze vade shetarasu lo tamshich min hashpa shezacharnu sham madrega klal. So when a person's not shayach, his Torah is not going to bring down the hashpa. It's not going to have the desired effect. It's very, very, very beautiful. Something to really think about. If somebody's not proper in his behavior and his actions, he's not the proper vehicle to receive the hashpa from Hashem. Umamshich. But however, they continue. Afalpi came, and I'm reading directly from the Ramchal continues. Raz gadol gilanu chachmeinu zechon levracha. There is a great mystery, a great secret. Shilo ayu reshaim ozim et talmud Torah. If the wicked didn't abandon Torah completely, sof, shichozim lemutav. Ultimately, they would have returned to Hashem. Wicked people would have just abandoned it and deserted it completely. Ultimately, there would have been a return. Even though a wicked person who's learning doesn't have the koach to get anything from Hashem the Hashba, like we discuss, Torah words himself are inherently, intrinsically holy. The Torah Kadosh doesn't get taten. It's fire, it's Dvar Hashem, it's always Kadosh. Misar Atzman. So therefore, somebody who consistently studies in the Torah Kadosha, Yagia Me'am Pamachar Pam Ksasis Orus. He'll get a little bit of his Orus, a little bit of Osorus. Kemo Demu Se'ara Kitana Shebekatnus. Even though it's very, very, very small, Ozik Behem, Shesof Tigbar Lav. In the end, though, it's going to overcome the person, V'dechazer Lemutav. It will make him great. You have to realize the Torah has a very incredible effect. Even if we start out as a Russia in the wrong path, slowly but surely, it transforms somebody. The Koyach HaTorah. Vahu Mashem Ruch Achlin Zechorna Levracha. Halavayo Tiazu V'Tarati Shamaru. If only they would have kept my Torah, only if they left me and kept my Torah, Shamor Sheba Machzirin Lemutav, the light would have brought them back. Hashem says, ultimately, remember this, Chavra, the Torah Kedosha has that transformative power, it's a revolutionary, that it brings people back to the Eibishter. The Amnon Pashudu, but it is Pashud. Torah doesn't bring somebody back, doesn't illuminate somebody. If he learns Torah in a very scornful way, in a frivolous way, in a way of mockery, or he's trying to pervert the meaning of Torah, pervert the meaning of halacha, he has an agenda, he has something that he's trying to do. Ella rather, so when can Torah transform you? At the very least, as long as you're learning it, like the same way you would learn any other history, English, math, science, any other discipline, then, although not pure, it has the ability to transform you and take you to Amir Tashem, the next level.